You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. As I shared in the newsletter this week, there is a message and an energy theme for us to revisit our communication and expression zone. And this zone is not just affected by what we say or how we say it, it is also affected by the choices we make in the world. Now, I've actually seen this mirrored in the many psychic readings that I've been doing for clients, and gee, it's good to be back doing that. But our choices, what we will and will not stand for, need to be aligned with what we know to be true for us internally. We can't just feel one thing, but do another. And so our choice, the actions, the decisions, what we're saying in the world must be a match for what we know to be true inside of us. So for example, we can't say yes when what we really mean is no. We can't want things to be a certain way, but choose not to take the steps that would help us get there. We can't say we want something, but then fall into an energetic state of, well, whatever happens will happen. And we also can't push, force, and overrule others to kind of steamroll into being what we want. So there's a middle ground, and we reach that middle ground by setting our energetic set point as a match for what we desire. And then once we've actually got that energetic set point, we must communicate it, we must choose it, and we need to follow through with actions and choices and a real commitment and conviction to what we've chosen. So as I was preparing for this particular episode and to record this episode for you, as I was tuning into the messages this week, it reminded me of two things. One, I speak about choice, commitment, and conviction in chapter 19 of You Already Know, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. But I also spoke about this idea of choice, commitment, and conviction all the way back in episode 21. And I've decided to include a little bit from that episode in today's episode. So if you haven't already, you may like to go back and listen to that particular episode in its entirety. And there's actually a parallel between the energy that was at play when I recorded, or when episode 21 went to air, and that was back in, I think it was in July of 2019. And so it could be interesting for you to even reflect upon what else was happening for you in July of 2019. What are the parallels, particularly to this week, as this is happening in real time, but of course, this energy can be at play for a little while yet anyway. So let me share with you here an excerpt from chapter 19 in You Already Know, where I talk about the alchemical process that happens in our body when we choose, when we bring ourselves to that energetic set point, and then we follow that choice with commitment and conviction. We direct our energy, task it, channel it, and intend it where we wish it to go. Our power lies in harnessing our energy, our own life force, which is capable of creating far more than our physical, mental, and emotional bodies alone. This is not a book on energetic theory, but I want to share with you the basics to get you started. The more you move through the guidance cycle with your four bodies, especially your chakras, the more strong and vital your energy flow becomes. Cultivating a strong flow of life force through your system will make the following easier to enact. Just keep following the steps so far, and over time, this will build. Our SST, or spiritual support team, can only show us what's possible. We can ask, receive, and interpret guidance as much as we like. But if we fail to act and play our part, things may not turn out the way we anticipate. First, we must actively choose to participate in the path and purpose revealed to us. Choice. Choosing the vision, the direction, and the purpose, even the lessons, the soulmates, and the challenges, at the human level is the first step to commanding our energy to go where we want it to go. We need to confirm soul's choice as our own. Over and over, I have chosen my path and purpose and allowed it to take whatever form it needed to in each moment. Each time you follow the next step on your own path, you're choosing and intending. Choosing may present problems. I'm yet to see someone recognize their potential and feel entirely ready to honor it. Instead, another inner transformation arises, one asking us to believe we are worthy, ready, and capable of living out what we came here to do. We'll cross these hurdles more specifically in the next chapter. The first round of inner transformation cleared and healed the false self, restoring us with the true self and all it wants to create. Now, as we realize there's very new life ahead, we must strengthen our resolve to live it. We need to do the very thing our soul agreed to do here and choose it. Over and over, I chose this book. I actively followed the thread where it led, even when it led me away from the book and into other purposeful moments. When the opportunity arose to publish it, I chose that too. You too will be asked to choose again and again. Commitment. Choosing is not enough. We must commit to the information we're given from Spirit. Your willingness to follow your guidance, learn lessons, and undertake your healing all led you here. This has come into form through every choice you've made, the commitment you've shown to your path, and the conviction you have to see it through. Signing the contract and realizing the vision of becoming a published author required commitment to delivering a manuscript. To be fair, having a legal agreement and deadline in place kept me accountable. But perhaps that's the commitment I needed. Committing to the purpose before us requires us to stay the course, to see it through. At this stage, the healing is in the doing and in allowing the doing to be guided too. Conviction. Anyone willing to do this inner work and follow the beat of their own soul is an incredibly resilient, brave, courageous, and tenacious being. Choosing and committing to this path feels risky and terrifying, but it's also an incredible act of self-love. Doing what you know is the best thing for you and others, even when you'd rather not. Conviction requires us to go all in on our vision and believe in the destination without having a flipping clue how we're going to get there, just knowing that we will. We must be so sure, deep in our bones, of the truth within us that nothing will deter us from the path, or at least not for long. And when we are detoured, our conviction holds true that we're not off path, but gaining what we need in order to arrive at the next location. Upon reflection, I've held conviction since I was young I'd be an author. I've held conviction for each and every one of the snippets Chris has given me, even when they've been delayed, detoured, or disguised. My choice and commitment and conviction to that choice catalyzed an energetic chain reaction that allowed me to move from knowing something to living it. And so I share this here because it's important that we understand that our guidance alone is not enough. And what is playing out energetically at the moment is going to ask us to choose it. What we want is important. What our soul wants is also important, but we must choose it. It's not a given. And when we choose it, we must hold such faith in that choice that when we set our energy and set the energetic set point, everything else is going to become a match for it and bring us the opportunities, the situations we need. And sometimes it will also bring us the lessons, the challenges, the tests, for want of a better word, that is going to ask us, well, how committed to this choice are you? How committed are you to learning this lesson? And can you follow through with conviction? Now, as I mentioned, I also had a similar idea that I spoke to in episode 21, and I am about to include a snippet from that episode. But as I said, you may wish to go back and listen to the entire episode. In that entire episode, I not only explore the concept of choice, commitment, and conviction, but I also explain how to hold your energy field as a match to what you know to be true for you. In episode 21, I speak about the frequency we emanate and how that affects our manifesting prowess. Interestingly enough, I went back and listened to episode 21 in preparing today's episode, and one of the things that jumped out at me was the reference to the ripple effect, which is actually our theme for May. And so I hinted at this before, but as I re-listened to episode 21 and got smacked in the face with this idea of the ripple effect, which back then I didn't even have that card in the Oracle card deck. But here we are. There's definitely a sense here that this week in particular, if you're listening in real time, we're going to need to revisit that message and the parallel between July 2019, when episode 21 first went to air. There is this parallel between that time and now. And so I encourage you to perhaps go back and listen to episode 21 in its entirety, but you may even want to revisit what was happening in your world at that time, pre-pandemic, and just really notice how your choice, your commitment and conviction, how your energetic set point may have started to be set, and also tested in the time that followed. So here is that snippet from episode 21, but of course you can go back and listen to it in its entirety. Hey, I'm sneaking in here for a minute to let you in on a little secret. We are working away behind the scenes on a very special resource that we're hoping to announce so soon. But I wanted to give you a heads up. If you love my forecasts and you want to take them deeper, if you wish there is a way to work with your own guidance to help you predict and move through your inner world, and also a cost-effective way to engage with me and my work on a regular basis, then be sure to jump on the list so we can tell you about it once we've tidied it off. As soon as it's ready, you will know about it. There is a direct link to drop your email in. That direct link is in the show notes, but you can also look for the pop-up box at helenjacobs.co. So let's take a closer look at what some of these themes are or what they entail and how they might be showing up for you individually this week. And so I have already touched on some of these in the July energy forecast, which, as I said at the start of the episode, you can go back and have a listen. But I've already hinted at some of these as well. So the themes that I associate with the throat chakra oracle card from the Little Sage Oracle deck is around our expression. It's around us saying and appearing and putting out into the world how we feel, our thoughts, our desires. It's essentially taking what we know to be true of ourselves and now expressing that, transmitting that, sharing that with the outer world. So one of the ways that this often turns up, particularly for my female clients and myself, is are we really saying what we want to say? Are we actually saying yes to the things that we know are a match for us and our desires? And equally, are we saying no to the opportunities, the people, the work, the situations that we know are no longer in alignment for us? And a really simple explanation of this is you're invited to an event. And the event really, actually, this happened to me just recently. I was fortunate enough that an organization had reached out to me to speak to their audience. And on first impressions, I was like, oh, wow, this is really great. I'd love to be involved. And I sat with it for a minute and looked at the topic and the content that they wanted me to present. And while I could talk to it, it is not the thing that I've been put on the earth to talk about. And there are other people far more qualified who would be in their zone of genius or standing in their truth and purpose when they delivered that message. And so I sat with it and thought, you know what, it doesn't feel right. Even though I'm excited about the opportunity to speak, it's not the topic I should really be speaking on. And so I had to decline the opportunity to speak, because I needed my outer world to be a match for what I was feeling internally. The example I was going to give is, let's say that a girlfriend or a colleague or someone asks you to go out for a coffee, or they want to pick your brain, or you've been invited to be a part of a particular group or a particular opportunity that on surface level is like, yeah, this is great. This ticks the box. I wanted connection, or in my case, I want to do more speaking. And yet there is something that doesn't sit right. We have to honor that and we have to say yes or no accordingly. In a bigger, kind of more challenging situation is when this starts to show up in our relationships. Oh my gosh, this isn't the relationship I should be in anymore. Or this is the relationship I need to be in, but we both have to actively work to change this or move this in the direction of who we are now. It may be that it comes up in any number of ways. You're working in a job that is not necessarily the right fit for you anymore. And that's not necessarily the green light to go and quit your job this week. You know, we don't want to cut off our noses to spite our face. But it may be, you know what, this isn't the right environment for me. At least let me start making steps and efforts in the direction or in the opportunities I want to create for myself. The other way that this could be showing up is also in the transmittance of your energy. And so what I mean by that is we are all energetic beings. At our core, there is a spirit and an energy that's coursing through us. And it's not just moving through us, but we are sharing it with the world around us. And so when our energy is moving, essentially radiating, pouring out of our being, others are coming into contact with that energy. And so one of the things that I will share, this is something I've been exploring personally, is that it's actually been a lot easier for me in the last couple of years to be cultivating and really activating higher and higher frequencies of energy. But I've kind of been keeping them to myself, sometimes deliberately, and sometimes because I hadn't figured out how to be in the world with such a presence or with such a high vibration. And I don't mean that in an egotistical sense, like, oh, I'm of a really high vibration. I'm just a human like everyone else. What I have been doing is figuring out, how do I hold this energy? How do I send this energy out into the world where this is not actually true, but just to illustrate the point, let's say that I have figured out how to vibrate at 1,000 megavolts, right? Or megawatts, or whatever the actual unit of measurement is. And then let's say hypothetically that there may be others who have figured out how to have their energy at 40 watts. And so, you know, even as I say this, I'm looking at a new lamp that I bought for my room that is 25 watts. It doesn't let out a lot of light. And so then I look at like my ceiling lights, and let's say that they're at 60 watts. So there's not like a huge difference between them, but they're emitting a different energy. And so part of my situation is I haven't wanted to shine at the higher wattage, the higher frequency, however you can conceptualize this theme, because someone else has chosen to be at a lower frequency. And so for me, it has been about, maybe I'll hide, maybe I'll dim my light, or maybe I'll only shine this bright in my work, but not in my personal life, or not at the school gate when I drop my daughters off to their respective schooling environments. And so I mentioned this because it's also something I've seen played out with other people, my clients, conversations I've been having, and chances are it may also turn up for you this week. Now, usually when these sorts of themes come up, so taking what's inside of us and expressing it outwards, it's because there's something inside of us that is now ready to come out. And when we think of this in terms of a collective theme, so collectively in our collective consciousness this week, there is likely to be themes about what we want to share, what we want to express on the collective stage. And I actually can't remember now what I said in the July energy forecast, but this may also be a week where we see the rise of anger, frustration, the movements and cultural themes that have been bubbling for some time may also come to the fore. And individually, we're likely to be, even as I say that, my throat starts to tickle, my voice is starting to go. So at an individual level, we are likely to be questioned and kind of pushed along from the universe this week to ensure that we are living in accordance with this truth. This is also quite different from some of the themes that you would have heard me talk about, or even some of the language that I've used in the podcast, or even in my newsletters, or in various other points that you may have engaged with my work. Quite often, I'm focused on us going inward and moving through our inner world in order to clear, heal, and restore. And this is quite different because when we're talking about expressing and transmitting, it's actually part of a new phase, which is the manifesting phase, where we're outwardly projecting although that's not a great word because it has its own connotations, but where we're outwardly sending out into the world, radiating and transmitting a certain frequency that is going to bring us more of that same frequency and desire that we're wanting to bring in. So naturally, this leads me into talking about desiring and manifesting just for a moment, because we can't simply be expressing without understanding that what we put out into the world is going to create a ripple effect to bring something back to us. So there's two things here. One is that when we're doing the inner work, when we are clearing, healing, restoring, we're likely to feel our outer world in response to that. Things are shifting and changing. It feels unsettled, unstable. It feels like we don't really know what the outcome of this thing is going to be because we're actively shifting, moving, and changing in our inner world. When we start to move into the manifest phase where we're being asked to express and to transmit an energy, we will start to activate a new kind of outer world, because when we vibrate at a particular frequency or we change that frequency, the like frequency in our outer world is drawn to us like a magnet. And so part of what will be happening this week is that when we commit and express this transmission or this frequency in our outer world, by the way we dress, the way we walk, the words we use, the actions that we're taking, then the universe has no choice but to meet that we're putting out. So it means, if I come back to what I was saying before, that there's a theme here of the universe asking us, what is it that you really want? What is this desire? And can you actively claim it now? Can you actively choose it as your set point today? I also just want to touch on this idea of manifesting. Oftentimes we think of manifesting as what we put out is what we get back. The law of attraction is that like will attract like. And this has everything to do with our frequency than it does actually our thoughts or our actions. Let me explain why. I could gift somebody, or I could do good work, or I could be kind without the intention of being kind. So I might say to someone, wow, you look really nice today. Not because I genuinely think that they look nice, but because I want them to like me. And that is two very, very different energetic set points from which that action, giving of a compliment, is given. And it has everything to do with the intent or the energy behind which we're saying our words, we're making our choices and the actions that we're taking. So, for example, if I genuinely felt good about someone and I was appreciating something in them with no other ulterior motive, and I voiced that to them like, wow, you're really looking great today, or wow, you're really making me happy, or wow, you did a fantastic job on that thing. And it comes from a place of, I guess, purity of intention, then it is likely to start setting a different set point than the person who's saying, wow, you did really great, or wow, you look really great, because I want you to like me. Different energy. And so we want to do the inner work so that what we're putting out into the world, not just energetically, but our thoughts, beliefs, actions, etc., are coming from that really genuine place, right? Now, manifesting, if we only think of it in terms of what we put out is what we get back, then it's, in my mind, it's only part of the equation. Because often, and if I think The Secret was really popular a while back, it's not something that necessarily resonated with me, but often people will say, oh, you know, you just need to think about getting your $1 million check and it's just going to magically appear in your letterbox, which would be lovely, but I don't actually think that that is what happens. It misses out the part where you actually need to do something that matches the frequency and vibration that you're trying to draw in. I'm going to use a different example. And actually, I think I used this example in my new book. So my book coming into form wasn't just manifested into being. There are certainly parts that I did manifest in terms of it being my soul work, and I've manifested, you know, my dream publisher. You know, I spoke about this a little bit in last week's episode, actually. You can go back and have a listen if you want to. But in terms of actually writing the book, if I just wanted to draw to me this book, it would imply that someone else had already written it and it was just going to come to me in physical form already. And that wasn't the case. I had to write this book in order for it to come into physical form. And so manifesting is far more than just drawing to you the thing that you desire, whether it is monetary or it's a partner or it is some other thing. There is actually, yes, the frequency that we want to put out into the world, and then the actions that need to be taken to bring it into form. And so in the example of my book, I had to write. And actually, before I even sat down to write, I had to do the inner work and I had to do the work in my business, and I followed my guidance on every single step so that by the time I got the book deal, I had done all the other things to give me the fodder, the material to write said book. And then I got up every day and I wrote every damn day. Then I edited every time that that manuscript came back to me. And so I had to express, I had to communicate, I had to do the work. And I also had to choose and commit to that book, to my soul work, every single day. This morning, as I sat down to record this podcast, a girlfriend of mine had actually asked me to go for a hike. And I actually would have loved to have gone for a hike. I would have loved to have started my day that way. But it wouldn't have got done. This podcast wouldn't have got done because the rest of my week is pretty full, actually. Mainly because my younger sister is on her way back into the country and I have set aside time to be with her. I don't want to be podcasting while she's back in the country. And so today was the day. I'll catch up with my friend actually once I've recorded this. But I knew that although I would have preferred to go and hike, I had to do the thing that I'm committed to. And my soul right now is committed to doing the work. And then everything else will come as a result of the work that I'm doing at the frequency I'm vibrating at. So I actually talk a lot more about this in my book, the very book that I'm talking about with manifesting. So actually, seeing as I've mentioned the book, it is already available for pre-order. You might have actually heard me talk about it, right? I'm singing it from the rooftops right now because I'm so passionate about this book being in the hands of people who are destined to read it. And so it is available right now for pre-order, and it will be published in Australia and New Zealand on September 2, I believe it is, slightly later in the UK, and a November release date for the USA. And you can, if you pre-order it now through my website, helenjacobs.co, there is a free meditation, meet your spirit guides, and also an excerpt from the book that will land in your inbox after you've pre-ordered and moved through the steps outlined on my website. But as I say, this book wasn't just magicked into form. It required three key steps. And these three steps that I'm about to outline to you are also tied with this theme of expression. And so these three themes are choice, commitment, conviction. When I talk about the themes of the throat chakra, expressing and sharing who you really are, saying yes when you want to say yes, radiating outward at the frequency and vibration that is true for who you are right now. This is all about actively choosing to be and show up as you are. It can also be about actively choosing to do the work that's in front of you. So I just said before, I had to actively choose my soul work first and then, you know, actually having some fun with my friends. So I actively choose to do the work my soul is desiring to come through me in the world. Today, that's a podcast. Previously, it was writing the book. Before that, it was a business called The Little Sage, and so on and so forth. So I want you to be thinking about, what are you needing to actively choose in your life, particularly this week? Who or what are you actively choosing? What are you claiming as your frequency, as your set point? What are you actively claiming as your truth? Two, commitment. And this is the hard one, right? Like, and as I said to you before, it's kind of easy to say, yeah, I want to do this soul work in the world. Sure. That sounds exciting to have a book and to be on stage and to be talking to people about the thing that lights me up the most. Yeah, I'll do that. And then my spirit guide say to me, all right, so go and record the podcast. Oh, no. No, surely you mean just at some stage record the podcast. Not this morning. Not when my friends asked me to go for a hike. Well, no, Helen, you made a commitment. And this is sometimes a sticky point. And I talk about this a little bit in the book too, because I talk about a lot of the pitfalls that I see, not only in my experience and in my clients, but just more broadly in this self-help or spiritually aligned development space, that it's not always about just going with the flow and just doing what feels good. No, there also needs to be a commitment to ourselves, a commitment to our soul. And often that's also a commitment to the other people that we're here to serve. And I don't think that needs to be done in martyrdom. And I don't think that that needs to be done at the detriment of ourselves. But there must be a commitment. And so if we have these three things in place, choice, commitment, and conviction, and I'll come back to conviction in a moment, it's not enough to just choose it. We must actively commit to the steps, the work, the aligned action to bring it into form. No one else is going to record this podcast for me. No one else was going to write that book. No one else is going to turn up to serve my clients. Those are the things that my soul is committed to, which means that at a human level, I also need to commit to them. So this week may also be asking you to make a commitment. That doesn't mean that you can't also have flexibility. And perhaps this is a whole other episode in and of itself. But we do need to actively commit to what we're choosing. And then we need conviction. I hope that as you listen along to this podcast, or for those of you who have, you know, thankfully been with me over many, many, many years. Some of you have been there since the very beginning, where I was giving practice readings and pivoting out of PR. That was over a decade ago. Some of you may, I hope, see it or feel it, even in these podcast episodes, that I am convinced that life works this way. And my job is not to convince you of that. But I am asking you to have conviction in your own truth. Because if you actively choose your purpose, your path, actively choose what you desire, and then you actively commit to it day in, day out, to do the thing with devotion to your truth, you naturally will have the conviction that what you're doing is going to make an impact. And more than that, this conviction is that your soul truth, your vision, your purpose, the desire inside of you is not just some fanciful daydream. It is actually a directive from your soul. And that directive from your soul is not just fanciful. It is actually not just possible. It is inevitable. And that if you take the steps and you follow the aligned action that your soul has said is going to bring these things into form in your life, then with conviction, you make it possible. You will bring it into form and you will co-create with your soul, with this soul work, with the purpose, with the truth that is wanting to be expressed through you. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode? Or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings. Or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.